This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we have Josh Bernstein here. Let me pull up the microphone a bit here, so I just moved a bit. So, Josh, John W. Spring, Josh, you're looking for information. Today's the day they're going to be bringing out all this big audit. What's happening? Did the audit come from Maricopa County and other areas? Now they're popping up their audits? Because this is in the middle of a meltdown of the U.S. government. Now, I don't know why, if I was an ally of the United States, I would trust the U.S. anymore.
I think at this point, there's really no media out there in America that can be trusted, to be quite honest, and that includes Fox News.
And Newsmax.
Yeah, I would say there's so little real, true news and media, including people that, you know, do voiceovers on radio during, you know, different shows and commercial breaks and things like that. Like, it's so convoluted and so twisted and so absolutely the opposite of what reality is, that I feel really, really terrible for the American people, because anytime they're in their car or watching television, they're getting lied to. And that's a fact. And it's happening every single day, 24/7.
Well, I look on the good side of that. It means that the public want to survive are actually leaving media. That's why the audience for CNN, I call it Criminal News Network, and MSLSD have lost about 80 to 90% have lost their audience. So
it's not a good thing, and I'll tell you why it's not a good thing. Because there are so many people that are not involved in the day-to-day constant updates of stories and political going-ons every single day, and they're just, you know, they're just regular Americans out there supporting their family and their kids, working a 9-to-5 job, and any little glimpse of news that they get or little audio clips of news that they get, are it's not true, and they're being lied to.
Well, I think that the most important of, and I used this sarcastically the other day with John Spring, the most important thing is not Telegram or, you know, telephone or video or Zoom or whatever. It's called telewoman. Now, women are even better than men at spreading things. Now, if you spread it to 10 people, and those 10 people totally believe what you say, even if it's just like audio, and they spread it to 10 people, before you know it, people start to switch their things, like they're going away from things like YouTube and Vimeo and other things. It's the same thing with media. Other media are going to rise up. For example, we know that that Mike Lindell is raising his own media thing. He's going to probably have his own media channel. We know that Mike Adams is Bridie on TV. I'm hoping to get on there soon because he's launching it in 4 days' time, Bridie on TV. I'm already on Bridie on. I have a huge audience there, as well as BitChute. What people are doing is, if they're, you know, you're right, the general population is not there yet. They have to be hauled into it by the second responders, I call it. What's going on right now is pretty dangerous, because the government's talking about, you know, green zones and lockdowns and grabbing people because they're high risk or they're not vaccinated. We're talking about a meltdown of Americans' overall security worldwide. I mean, they're handing all this equipment over to the Taliban, saying the Taliban are going to play ball with them. The Taliban light women on fire that have long hair or don't agree to all the rules of the Taliban Muslims. You know, and they can do all kinds of threats. They're not really going to do anything to stop the Taliban. The Taliban, they tried to decide to get rid of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was created by us and Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden and us created Taliban in order to fight against the Russians. People don't get this stuff, do they?
No, I don't think they do. And, you know, another perfect example. The guy said he had a bomb. We're now finding out that he was saying that the military gave me that. They built it, but it was inoperable. It was on Facebook. He live streamed it. Facebook took it down. But if you look at the Gateway Pundit,
Your voice is a little muffled. Whichever you're doing with your microphone, it's muffling.
Well, I'm just saying that what happened yesterday at the Capitol building was another false flag.
Right, and what do you think happened there? What do you have details of the Capitol building? What was the incident that happened? It was.
Well, there was this guy in a pickup truck, and he was saying that he had a bomb.
Right.
He was also live streaming it at the time, and he was saying on his live stream that the bomb was inoperable and that it was given to him by y'alls, and he meant, when he said y'alls, the military or inside people. So, in other words, it was a false flag.
Right.
And the Facebook stream was removed from Facebook, obviously, to cover it up. And now there are articles out there, including on the Gateway Pundit, that show the Facebook information that they took down. So, again, another lie, another false flag.
Right. Well, you see, to me, everything, and I have this terrible perspective. America is both a wonderful nation that donates and helps other nations around the world, but also we're those evil. The beast system, including the entire cybernetic systems that control the world and digital internet, is under the NSA, known as the agency in every country on earth, and we and the CIA and the NSA control it, and they are descendants of the Nazi Tool Society. The Nazis did not lose World War II. They technically, in terms of space and advanced technology for computing, they won it. And people don't get that. They don't realize our agencies are the center of the heart of the beast. And although we're a very good nation in some ways, we also have this duality that we're also very freaking evil. Right?
There's a lot of evil. I mean, I'm just reading about this right here. And the guy says, them snipers come on in. They start shooting this window. This bomb's going off because it was built by y'all, people, by the people. Y'all had the military. Y'all were the ones to train the man that built this bomb. He blew off his legs building it. So this thing is right. And then it says, no control over it, your military expertise. They're the ones that were trained, the one that trained the people, and then it says, that's in the military now. Hey, he made this. He didn't have two legs, but he says he knows it works because he's been there and used it many times. And then it says, you think if I got the balls to come out here, you think these little balls here, these some, let me see here, pun stringers out there, I just got chose for this job. And you just got to remember, Joe, there's four more here. There's four more in the capital of D.C. sitting here just like me, but I had to be the chosen one to do this dirty work and talk. I'll always get the SHIT end of the deal.
Was he arrested or picked up, or what happened?
I believe he was, yeah. I think he surrendered. But it's very interesting because, I mean, you know, he's from North Carolina, so perhaps he's got a heavy accent. You know, maybe he speaks in a southern drawl or with a lot of, you know, what do you call it? Not Ebonics, but just, you know, he just speaks maybe jive or something a little bit different or something, because it's kind of hard to understand even when you just read it regularly.
Right.
But from what it sounds like he was set up. Let's see. Twitter user Ardent Minded compiled a damning series of clips from Rosenberry's 30-minute Facebook live stream, strongly indicating that he is just the latest mentally ill person undercover that FBI agents decided to entrap for their political gain. Great
right.
News, gang. Remember that rambling guy who said he'd been given a bomb and chosen for his mission, who had a vague impression of multiple other accomplices hiding nearby with bombs of their own? They got him, and it wasn't a bomb after all. The counter-terrorists win. That's what it says on Twitter.
Well, I think what it is they're trying to set up these kind of scenarios to indicate that the population is getting aggravated to the point where they're going to do an intervention now. If there is a peaceful intervention, it'll be simply a large number of people, like you mentioned the other day, 25 million going into D.C., not with weapons to try to attack and hurt anybody, but to take over government and to address it. That's why we have the Second Amendment right. And what's going on right now, when we see the meltdown, like, for example, not only the Iraqis, but also their affiliates and their families, and a lot of these women, you know, you hear about Kamala Harris looking up for women. She's not looking for Afghanistani women. These women, if they have long hair, don't obey all the rules. They just set them on fire and burn them right to the bone. I get a kick out of these people. They're such liars, and they're so deficient in everything that they do. And they're cowards, because if they're facing anything really serious, they don't need to know how to deal with it. So how can our allies trust us when we're like this? The same thing with healthcare. You know, why don't they test everybody to see who has antibodies and say, just we'll leave you alone, we won't force you to vaccinate. Because now they've discovered that the viral load with vaccinated and non-vaccinated is the same. But no, they want to force vaccinate, even if you've had the virus recently, and experts have said this, taking the vaccine can be very dangerous for you if you recently had it, and I don't think the vaccine should be necessary at all, but guess what? They don't want any science or even real doctors telling them don't to do this, because they are determined that they're going to force stuff on us anyway. Same way as they exited Afghanistan, which caused a lot of Americans and our affiliates and our people who relied on us that are going to die at the hands of the Taliban.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click.
And I think that the Republicans that hate Trump, the establishment in Washington that are the same as the Democrats, said, you know what, guys, that's a great idea. Let's work with China. Then they worked with China to do this. China then releases the virus and says, I'll release this virus that'll destroy America, it'll destroy other countries, but it'll keep and prevent Trump from being back in office. But when I do this, you are to give us complete control over the United States of America. And these scumbag said, you got it. That's what happened in this election.
Right. And I'd be worried now if I lived in Taiwan. I'd be worried that they're going to hand over Taiwan, although Taiwan has both nuclear-tipped weapons as well, and they're not going to give up easily. They got a very well-trained air force, etc. So that means that we have another hot spot besides between India and Pakistan for nuclear war. We now have an armed Iran that could attack anywhere inside Europe, and now we have the crazy people in the Far East that are basically can trigger off a major war over there. And attacking Taiwan is a very, very major likelihood now, especially after they see the fall of Hong Kong. It's, again, bad policies on our part that allows this to happen.
Well, I don't know if you gentlemen are aware of this, but there are daily skirmishes that are taking place between Taiwan and mainland China.
Yeah, I know that. I'm quite aware. I have my accountant's wife is the daughter of the former head of the Taiwanese Air Force. So he's back and forth to Taiwan because he has relatives there. And his son is half Taiwanese. So what I'm telling you is that the Taiwanese are not going to give up easily. They're tougher in many ways than Americans' foreign policy, and they're aware about the virus. That's why very few of them died. They're aware of protecting themselves against the crazy Chinese and communists. And remember now, there's at least 300 million Christians that are completely against the communist government, and that's why they're even going after Muslims like the Uyghurs. But China is not as secure as people think. Internally, it's a disaster zone. And as the population ages there now because of their previous one-child policy of killing little girls, they don't have a renewable policy for population. And in 10 years' time, any power they might have had will fade. So what's going on right now, they're trying to seize power, and of course they have a lot of connection with manufacturing of microchips and other goods that go through Amazon and so on. So they need their marketplace, but the fact is that they want to gradually take over, so they supersede America's financial system, our production of food and products, and right now they're undergoing a massive drought in China. That's why they're trying to seize land, either by physically take it over or long-term leases in South America, because they can't produce enough food for their own people in their own country.
And they also want the United States. That's
Well, they want to, I call the Western states, basically to be handed over to China, part of what I call California. They want to put in, for example, California, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington State, and basically hand it over to the Chinese. This has been reports I've seen from my classified sources for decades.
Yeah, and that's so the Western United States, right.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the Eastern United States they want to hand over to Russia. Now, The problem right now is we're being taken apart in internally, because if you deal with our military, including our space command and other things we don't talk about, which we have very advanced weapons, some from our intergalactic allies, the only way you can take over America is corruption from the inside. You can't take over America from the outside. It has to be corruption from the inside. People like Joe Biden and his son and other corrupt politicians in deep state and military and Department of Injustice, people like Comey. So you can't take over America, in terms of our military power and so on. We haven't protected our power grid. We haven't protected ourselves from incoming nuclear weapons. We haven't protected ourselves from using our own bioweapons because we've developed what we call stupid approaches to pandemics. And these DNA shots are not a protection against the pandemics. They're not.
Well, you know how the Mongolians got through the Great Wall into China proper? They bribed one guard.
Right, exactly. See, it's a similar thing. It's a version of what I call Sensu. You win the war by lateral technology. You don't have to win it by moving with a giant army or even air force, or we call, over the horizon kind of, peripheral weapon systems. One of the best things is simply cyber hacking into our power grid or financial systems, or corrupt politicians and paying them off. Or sex. Look at this guy, one of these guys from California that had this Chinese spy having sex with her, okay? And the Chinese people basically are, to be honest with you, the deep Chinese communists are only a tiny fraction of the whole population, I'd say less than 10%. But they have tyranny over the rest of the population of the China. Now, they used to have six different populations with six different languages in China. It's not one country. It's mainly six major population groups going back thousands of years. And when they took over, the communist Chinese got rid of other languages and so on. They only have one language per minute in China. You know that, right?
Mandarin, yes.
Mandarin, yeah. So what I see happening is, and again, I'm going to insert this the other day when I had Greg Catton on. I've known about things. Some of them are supernaturally inspired by God to tell me. and some of my space command. For example, we landed on the moon. We were there 4 or 5 years before the Eagle landed. We discovered the classification of the sun. I have scientists who contacted me with data proving every 12,000 years an explosion of solar data information. That's a solar burst. That can, if a debris radiation belt is thin, it can cause knockout of satellites and cause ground fires and other things happening on the Earth. But it can glassify the surface of the moon. That event is supposed to happen in 2024, which means if you have satellites up controlling the New World Order, because the New World Order is basically just digital. If you actually were to describe what is the New World Order, it's a digital control of communications and eventually of human DNA and the consciousness of people once they get turned to 5G hotspots. That's what it is. The New World Order is simply digital. And once, you know, God lets the supernatural explosion of the solar burst happen, which, you know, Dave talked about being the kill shot. That kill shot, if you're properly prepared, you'll be fine. That kill shot would instantly end the New World Order because there's no more satellite communications controlling people's brains, consciousness, and weapon systems can occur. It'll be over. 2024.
If we can just make it that far.
Well, right now the problem is, you see, the make it that far requires people had the other day ask a question about why does God permit, the sacrifice of little children, so on underground, say, Washington, D.C., and so on. It's because good people do nothing. Good people are on their ass wasting time. When they listen to Josh, they should have done...
Hang on, listen, guys. Let me add to this conversation. First off, there has been 808,000 members of the military that have served in Afghanistan. 808.
Wow.
Okay? That's how many there have been. Now, many of those have come home, you know, in a box. Many of those have come home, you know, maimed, have been, you know, blown up, have PTSD, have a lot of different issues. Many of them are very, very upset with what Biden did in Afghanistan, because it's basically, you know, said, okay, our lives, our brothers, our sisters, our fighters have died in vain for what has happened. Now, I am not going to get into any specifics. I am not going to telepath anything.
Right.
Just understand that those 800,000 plus Afghan veterans are steaming mad at what he did. And I believe good things are going to come in the future. I'm not going to go any further.
Right, well, I was their doctor for a lot of these guys that came back. I was their doctor, so I'm just as angry as the guys that sacrificed and lost their brothers themselves or their limbs. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, but it's sickening.
What I'm saying,
makes me want to, I gotta say, I want to vomit American flags. How's that?
Yeah, just understand that good things are going to happen.
Right.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the nation on the evacuation process in Afghanistan. The president announcing he spoke with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President Emmanuel Macron about the ongoing situation.
We all agreed that we should convene, and we will convene, the G7 meeting next week a group of the world's leading democracies so that together we can coordinate our mutual approach, our united approach on Afghanistan and moving forward.
The Wall Street Journal reporting Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was warned about a quick Taliban takeover of the capital city of Kabul in mid-July. The warning coming from roughly two dozen diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. New research suggests the Moderna vaccine might be linked to a high risk of heart inflammation in young adults. The FDA and CDC are taking a closer look at new data from Canada. It indicates a risk of an extremely rare heart condition called myocarditis might be higher than previously thought for young adults who receive the Moderna vaccine. President Biden is facing criticism for his execution of the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan and subsequent Taliban takeover of the country. Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup believes the United States' reputation as a global power has been significantly hurt.
We have let down NATO. We have let down the good people of Afghanistan. You know, we need to reestablish our moral reputation and our strength throughout the world.
President Biden pushing back against assertion that world leaders are criticizing the chaotic U.S. exit from Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
...in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
com offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicine to
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about every single person in the entire administration needs.
Yeah, you mean like General Milley and all the other characters are in there too. The deep state people. Yeah, everybody.
The Department of Justice, the DHS, everybody, anyone that's been appointed needs to be removed.
Yeah. So you're talking about a trans Bidenectomy.
I'm talking about the entire government needs to resign.
Yeah, exactly.
25 to 30 million people in Washington to, you know, demand it, is what I'm saying.
Right, exactly. I agree. And it has to happen now. Otherwise, if we wait much longer, it's going to be really catastrophic. Amazing. So, Josh, you take care. If you have any new developments over the weekend, give me a shout, and we'll perhaps do a quick video, 5 or 10 minutes. I believe that there's a horrible negative side to this, but there's a positive side that it's going to wake up enough people. They're not going to put up with this anymore, whether Democrat, Republican. They're just good Americans. And veterans, especially, and police, military, don't put up with this anymore. It's time to get your, as you say, your boots on. It's time to start marching with the U.S. flag. It's time to actually say, demand legal justice. If the Justice Department and the other people won't do it, we have to do it. And we don't need to have violence. We need to have proper judicial process to occur with all these people. And once they're prosecuted with the evidence now that's mounting up, we'll eventually have peace and security, not only here in America, but around the world. Because without a strong America, like George Soros says, you do not have a secure world. So the only way to get rid of and make the world insecure is to destroy America from the inside. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So that's the latest. So, Josh, that's amazing. So, wow. I can't believe that this is actually happening, and then the powers that be now, they wanted this disastrous. They want to have Afghanistan be a catastrophe, so they have another hot spot. Because you see the global center they love. They love dialectics of chaos. They're the chaos masters, right? So that's why when you think that they didn't do this on purpose, I guarantee they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, what makes this more complicated than people realize, even some of our adversaries are very concerned about the Taliban. Do you know what Iran's greatest fear is? It's the Taliban. That's their number one enemy. If I said that correctly, Iran is very fearful of the Taliban. That is the most viable threat that they have, more so than Israel.
Iran is a very, very big military. They have nuclear weapons as well.
Yes,
and
they do.
Strike weapons and so on. And you have to understand, they even are making their own, you know, they even copy our drones and copy them. They're technically very advanced people. So they've got killer drone systems, okay, like when they got their captured ours and built them, and they actually try to improve them further. What I expect is a lot of hot spots are going to start popping up in other places, like, you know, Afghanistan, Iran. I expect Taiwan will be a hot spot because they have to defend themselves in expanding China. Because China, basically, if they lose their market to the Western world, because what's going on now, markets are being pulled away from China and being put in nearby countries like, you know, Vietnam and Taiwan and other countries. And as a result, the ability to manufacture goods, which keeps the economy of China going. And China has to buy oil. They had to buy oil from Iran, is its main supplier right now, and they're making these kind of dirty deals with Iran, trying to think Iran will make a dirty deal with them in Afghanistan. Well, Afghanistan is their primary enemy, so that's going to be a problem. Because the Chinese are trying to ally themselves with the Afghanistani Taliban now, and they're the actual greatest enemy of Iran. So I don't know how that's going to work out when the main oil supplier of China is Iran. People don't get that, do they? They don't realize right. 80% of the oil coming into China comes from Iran, and they sure as hell don't want to see the rise of a nuclear or more dangerous Afghanistan with the Taliban.
Right. There's another factor we can't ignore, and that is North Korea. Remember, North Korea does not have the best terms with the so-called Biden administration. They're at a very hostile...
Well, they don't even have good terms with China. I mean, the Chinese have got a giant force on the border between North Korea and China, so they won't let them come in. If there's a major disaster, they won't let thousands or millions crowd across into China from North Korea if there's a disaster there, because they're starving to death with the current economy and droughts and so on. So we have a number of hot spots, and of course the global climate is being manipulated by climate control maniacs that are causing massive droughts on the world. They're creating these disasters so they can justify their green agenda. And what people don't understand is we're heading toward the end of the tribulation. We started it back in 2017. Right now we're just past the middle point of it, so we're heading toward 2024. 2024 is the end of the tribulation. You know that, right?
Yes. Everyone's talking about Afghanistan all of a sudden. Back in the early 1980s, I was probably the best informed American when it came to Afghanistan. I advised people in the Reagan administration during the very early years because they had no experts at all in that area. But I don't want to get too much into that other than to say there was another person other than Congressman Charlie Wilson who was very active in that situation. I personally knew Afghans, at least two of their former ambassadors to the United Nations.
And you have to understand, these are not Arab people. They're not even dark-skinned people. A lot of people make a mistake. They're as white as you and me. Right?
Yes. They're all.
You don't get that. What?
Yes. They're all shades.
Yeah, all shades, but the majority of the leaders are just as white as you or me. Now, the problem is
they got
a different version of Islam even than the Iranians. And each one of these Islamic versions is very, very hell-bent on their version dominating. And see, their greatest enemy between, for example, is the Sunni and Shiites, but the other version is, of course, the Afghanistani version. Now, the Afghans are basically relatively poor, except for selling for minerals now and blackmailing Americans so they get lots of money from all the blackmail. Well, now they have bigger weapons. They don't have nuclear weapons yet, but if they get nuclear weapons, for example, to make deals with China, and China figures they can weaponize the Afghanistani, it will guarantee a war between Afghanistan and Iran.
Yeah, and we haven't even touched upon the drug center of the world.
Well, 80% of the new heroin comes from the dry market there, because we built the irrigation systems. They've had proper irrigation for normal wet crops. but that was destroyed back with these wars starting back in the 70s. So what happens now, the crop generates money so they can buy food from other countries. Most people don't write four or five fifths of the food, four-fifths of the food that comes into Afghanistan comes in from other countries, and it's purchased with drug money. You know that, right?
Yep. Right. I'm glad you very quickly brought up the irrigation system. In the Helmand Valley, American engineers, the same engineers, in fact, who built Hoover Dam, built the dams along the Helmand River in the Helmand Valley of Helmand Province in southern Afghanistan. And that enabled agriculture to flourish. And then when the Russians came in and invaded, they destroyed all of that infrastructure that was never rebuilt afterwards.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to add this other thing, too. People don't realize Osama bin Laden is and was a CIA agent. He was in renal failure. He was actually at an American hospital 3 months before the start of the 9/11. And, in fact, he was under American protection and control at that French hospital in the Arab Emirates. And we actually brought in the ISI, was brought in from Pakistan to Iran, and we created the the actual situation there with the with the Islamic terrorists. What do they call them? One of the Islamic terrorists that we call it, we so-called extinguished. We went after Osama. Al-Qaeda was created by the Pakistani ISI with our help. People don't know this, do they?
No, and Osama bin Laden's American name was
Tim Osman.
Tim Osman is a good mutual friend of yours and mine. Had met him several times.
Well, the other thing you have to understand is Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama, is actually a relative of the king of Saudi Arabia. He's actually relatives.
Yes, royal blood. Yeah.
It's part of their so-called unroyal family. How's that?
Yeah.
And the reason why the Saudis take over 18 different kingdoms were there 150 years ago. The British came in and put the whole territory of Saudi Arabia under a kingdom. They could control the Saudis. The Saudis are crypto Jews from Basra 200 years ago that became the functionaries of the British. That's what's going on here, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, amazing.
I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with Bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C+ also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C+ is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Doesn't matter. So, John, what's going on right now? We're being lied to in every level, including the people in the alternative media don't understand the deep stuff. Like when we talk about the origin of the Pakistani ISI coming in there, you know, from Pakistan, and the fact that we were giving the head of the nuclear division in Pakistan, the Waziristani plant, to make nuclear weapons. It was only the second last year of George Bush, we actually shut down the Chancellor of Nuclear Information to make more weapons. There's more nuclear weapon warheads made in Waziristan than any other place on Earth, including Russia and China. They're just lower-grade nuclear weapons. And the fact is that, you know, part of the reason why we give Pakistanis a pass is because we want them in there. They're a nuclear power. And now Pakistan were involved a number of years ago actually bringing in with Osama bin Laden, who's Saudi Arabian, and dominating the people of Afghanistan with the basically the powers of the Pakistani ISI and our CIA and our special op teams were controlling it. We created the disaster in Afghanistan on purpose. And after the Russians were there, and the Russians came in there because they wanted to grab the strategic minerals, they failed. And the primary thing that drove them back, you know what it was? Diarrhea. Diarrhea. They got such bad diarrhea from the pathogens and the food and stuff that they ate there, yeah, they had to withdraw.
The water was really what got to them.
Right. The water and the diarrhea was got them. Now, the Russians were nowhere near prepared to be what we call the chain of custody and chain of production of food and water and everything. We're the best in the world, other than the people like the Israelis. The problem is right now that America's policies are driven by globalists that basically want global control. We have 700-plus places all over the world. We have not only land-based and nuclear weapons, we have scalar weather warfare weapons, and we have space-based weapons that are literally hundreds of years ahead of any of our so-called colleagues because they're from intergalactic affiliates.
Yeah.
Now, the fact is we're dealing with an info war. The info war, you know, we hear Jack Stone info war. Well, the real info war is a war controlling the media, the transfer of money, the banks, and eventually the information will be able to transfer it basically if they can interface with your brain with graphene oxide in these vaccines. The vaccines are basically just a cover for the fact eventually they're going to be the mark of the beast. That's now, right. I know we even talked in the first hour with Michelle about some people that can rescue them. You keep on taking graphene oxide, you're going to damage your frontal lobes and become very hot spot. Literally, there's devices that will pick up hot spots, and your brain gives off, and your body gives off frequency, and the machines around you will say, hey, connect me. That's because these machines detect you as a hotspot. And if they start to interface with your brain, they turn on 5 and 6G, they can affect your consciousness, your thoughts, and your drive center. So you become an object in an internet mind control system called the Mark of the Beast.
Yes.
Now, accepting is a step-by-step. I mean, some family members just took the shots ignorantly because they just thought, I'm going to get immunity. Well, they got IgM immunity for 2 to 3 months, which is very minimal protection. It gives almost none. It fades very quickly, and the real danger is things like 102 and the graphene oxide, which basically turns you into a cyborg. Now, I can rescue you from these things if I get you quickly, but if you keep taking these shots, or you take the shots thinking, oh, I just need to take anything. Mercola stuff will work, anything else. No, you can't. I'm the only one on Earth that has a total rescue package of known as scalar energy, like pulse magnetic and light therapy, and supplements and technology that could actually get you better. And nobody else has what I have. Nobody.
Oh.
And the problem is, you see, because I'm doing a reputation repair of my reputation. A lot of people think, if they Google me, they say, oh, he's a killer, he's a this, he's a that. Or he's insane, he's cognitively crazy. No, I'm deeply embedded in the system. Basically, you want to call me, I'm still what should become a government agent and above top secret. 27 years ago, I had the same clearance as U.S. presidents and above top secret U.S. Space Command Strategic Advanced Star Wars, and I've had on my show, even recently, Agent CIA, NSA, and CENCOM. Nobody else does that. I'm the only one in the world that does that. And I have top people like you that are not only a genius, but an intel agent that understands and saved us from a nuclear war with Cuba in 1961 and 1983 with Ronald Reagan. We'll do the same things now with Nicaragua and with La Orchilla Island with these nuclear weapons. Now, the Russians are not there trying to attack us. They can't succeed. They're a tiny little state like, you know, God knows, the eastern state of the United States, their economy. 80% of it depend on oil. Yep. Once we became oil independent, their economy was basically tanking. Same with all the countries in the Middle East. Part of Joe Biden's scheme here was part of the globalists. They wanted us to become back dependent on Middle Eastern countries because they wanted to force us to be dependent on oil based on U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is basically created because it's backed by oil with their agreements with all these countries.
Yep.
So we'll say to them, we'll take our economy. We'll give you back oil control, but you have to behave with us because we're in control of the money, and you have to buy and sell oil with our dollar, U.S. dollar. The whole thing is a banking scheme, isn't it?
It sure is.
Now, people don't get this. They can't connect all the dots. Well, Dr. Deagle can because I have an IQ over 200. So do you. Now, if you listen to me, you survive. And I don't have just the ability to solve physical problems. As I said before, and I ask people to do this, but they usually aren't brave enough to do it, you can ask me any question in the universe on any issue, and I'll give you an answer. People say, that's not possible. That's because everybody, including that's a believer, will have dreams and visions to be called on. Many people will be witnesses. But I'm one level beyond that. It's called prophet, which means I'm plugged directly into God. Now, it's not because I'm wonderful. It's because I'm obedient. And I'm willing to put God before my family, my marriage, my reputation, my survival even. God comes first. And when you do that, God says, you know what, I can rely on you, like a special forces guy. I'm like a Christian Delta Force. Think of it that way.
Okay. By the way, I've got an easy question for you that I've been meaning to ask for a couple of days now.
Go ahead.
This is a little bit before your time, and it would be somewhat unfair, except for the fact that you have a direct connection with our Lord. And that is, in Canada and the U.K., unlike Hollywood and Nevada, it took a little bit longer to get a divorce, from what I understand. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that, possibly?
Took longer when? Back years ago?
Yeah, going back to, let's say, the fairly early 50s or mid-1950s, getting a divorce at that time, even up to the early 60s, took a lot longer in Canada and the U.K. than it did here in the States, especially places like California and Nevada.
Well, that's because the Catholic Church and the Queen of England, which is a version of the Catholic Church, had more control. And they didn't want it to control through marriage the ownership of property. And ultimately, owner of property is the Queen of England. I mean, if you look at the under mineral resources into the ocean or at all 57 Commonwealth nations, the Queen owns all the underground mineral resources of every country on Earth that's in the Commonwealth nation that is now the United Nations, which are over 40% of the UN are actually under the Queen of England. Did you know that?
That's true.
Now, the reason why the divorce is so difficult is because the property rights passed from the Queen of England through the marriage certificate to the family, and they wanted to prevent the breaking down of that because it might interfere with the property rights. See, because remember, when they move toward the mark of the beast, they want your body, especially after you've been injected and genetically modified, they want you to become a piece of property in their digital mind space world. So it's tied to the same thing. Basically, the idea is property rights. Does that make sense?
Yes. So, for example, while maybe here in the States at that time you could get a divorce within a couple of years, over in Canada and especially in the UK, it might take over a decade before
That's because it's all go back to the Queen. Right now, even in the United Nations, people don't realize the Queen is the chief reptile for the Draco reptilians on Earth, even though she's a proxy. And the Rothschilds are the people that are the managers of the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and the Pindar and the Council of Twelve. Okay?
Right.
The Council of Twelve.
Yeah.
You have to understand, they're the divisions that are connected to what's called ICC, which is the Intergalactic Council of the Draco Reptilians and 28 different species of different off-world alien organizations that are under the Dracos.
Right. So you could understand why a teenager, maybe 13 or 14-year-old, who had grown up in Hollywood, assumed that when a British actress was getting a divorce, that it was just going to take a year or so. But it ended up
It takes 10 years because they have to clear the property rights and so on. That's what it's all about. See, everything in the Western world is property rights. In fact, they even tell us in the Agenda 2030 that basically when all of this stuff happens by 2030, if you survive this, which is now 90% population reduction, but if you survive it, you'll have no property, you'll be fed and taken care of. You won't have any private property because that's what they want. And they'll feed you, bug carcasses as your meat and toxic water. And you'll smile and get digital signals to your brain to tell you to be happy. Let that song, be happy, remember that Be Happy song, right?
Absolutely.
Don't worry, be happy. It'll double your trouble if you're unhappy. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Guess what? Wake up, people. The problem is not God won't do it, is that you need to listen, Shema, and you need to put God first. I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other gods before me, including your wife, your children, your money, your reputation, even your own physical life. If God comes first, he can empower you and witness to you and give you strength and transform you to his real child, full child.
Yeah, right.
That's what counts.
Right. Doc Martin said happiness is a little bit overrated.
Do you have difficulties eating supplements?
Yeah.
Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else? Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.